Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Now, my next item is a bit of a chilled feel. Ice cubes used to be quite functional, but my next guest thinks ice is just an important feature in any luxury setting. It's great to welcome Richie French. He's the founder of the LXRY, or Luxury Ice Collection. Richie, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much for having me. Glad to be here.
Now, you've brought in a sample of your wares, as we say. Maybe you might describe them for our listeners. These are massive ice cubes in different shapes, but they also have corporate branding, if you want, on them. So if you have a restaurant, you can have a huge big square, like, which is about, I don't know, an inch and a half cubed, with the name of the business written on it in the glass. So tell me, firstly, how did this business come about and how are you doing?
Yeah, very good. Thanks, Bobby. I suppose this business came about 5 years ago, 6 years ago. It's my dad actually just founded the Pure Irish Ice. So I've been on to him the last number of years, trying to get him, introduce him to the luxury ice collection. So this is the way the market's moving, Bobby. So everyone's drinking less, yes, but they're drinking better and expecting more. So I suppose this is why we introduced the luxury ice collection, which is made up of hand-cut crystal clear ice and comes in cubes, 50 by 50 by 50 millimetre, Collins for your highballs, and spheres and various shapes for seasonal products as well.
So if we look at, you've obviously are quite close to the market out there, Richie, but the cocktail has kind of exploded in the last decade. Every establishment now offers them. Younger people particularly seem to drink quite a lot of them. So this is playing right into the hands of a developing market.
Yes, exactly. It's what people are demanding. There's obviously the aesthetic appeal of it, but obviously there's the functionality of it. It dilutes actually six times slower than regular ice. So keeping your cocktail tasting excellent from first sip to last.
People need to be careful of ice, don't they? You know, what was the water source? We've seen, well, I've certainly seen over my years, you know, health inspector issues around ice and that kind of thing. What is your product made from a particular sort water source?
Yeah, so our water is sourced locally. It's UV filtered, micro silt filtered, and also reverse osmosis. And I suppose what gets it so clear is the reverse osmosis, which is literally takes all the impurities out of the water. And then there's also continuous water movement, so the water doesn't stay stagnant. And then there's also directional freezing, which basically means it freezes from one side up and pushing all the impurities down to the bottom.
Okay. The quality of the ice is often overlooked in bars. You see miserable little cubes. You see kind of slushy stuff. And one thing I think a discerning cocktail drinker doesn't want is dilution.
Yeah.
Or talk to me about that.
Yeah. So dilution is very important. It's nearly seen as an ingredient now, and that's where we want to see ice as an ingredient rather than a cooling tool, because it is very important, because there is such care put into the glass, the garnish, and then the spirit also. And some people do forget about the importance of ice, because it can dilute your cocktail very quickly and it can make it taste worse.
You're also in the ice sculpture business as well, yeah?
Yeah, so we launched the Luxury Ice Collection, which is a brand of Pure Irish Ice, only about 3 weeks ago, and it's flying, very busy with it, so it's a good complaint. We do sculptures as well. So we have a sculpture there that's been ice sculpted in the last 20 years, learned from a Japanese sculptor, and he's also took classes in sculpting as well, yeah.
You know, I've made a couple of ice sculptures in my time.
I've heard that, yeah, very good.
So when I worked on the oil rigs in the late 80s for the Christmas buffet, we had a whole ice display, and I made this massive big Christmas tree that I carved with a chainsaw.
Oh, wow, very good.
A chainsaw.
Very good.
I still have a photograph of it at home. it was a big hit. We dyed it green and had the colour and all coming down through it, and it looked really, really cool.
Brilliant. Well, look, if we ever need a sculpture, I might give you a shout.
So, in terms of getting this business to market then, Richie, Is this a direct sell with publicans, with restaurateurs?
Yeah, so
is that the channel?
Yeah, so initially it was brought out for the hospitality industry, kind of your more higher end. Like years ago, you'd see it only in Michelin star restaurants and 5-star hotels, but now it's becoming more accessible where you see just 4-star hotels and just cocktail bars and restaurants getting into it, because they're trying to keep up with the higher end properties. So yeah, definitely.
What about, you know, delivery, storage, temperature control? Like this obviously, the minute it comes out of the freezer, it starts to deteriorate. So when you're talking about moving the product from A to B, serving the product then when it gets to the restaurant or bar, are there any extra refrigeration needs?
There can be, yeah. So obviously it's transported by refrigeration van, which I had bring around the whole country with me. And then obviously it would have to be stored in, it could be stored up to minus 18 degrees. So in the chef's freezer, or just a regular freezer. Yeah, so.
So that's okay then, yeah. And what about then, you brought in these stamps that you put into the ice. What about the cost of something like that? How much would that cost an establishment to get their plates made and to have Bobby's restaurant in every ice cube?
Yeah, so these are a once-off payment. For it depends on the size of them, because they come in different sizes for the different shapes, etc. But in around 150 to 200 euro. But obviously they could be brand logoed or the name of the restaurant. So it's great for, you know, marketing or branding when people share cocktails on social media these days, as they do. It creates branding and awareness for that property that them specific people are drinking in your restaurant.
And is there a danger then if you give these restaurants the stamp? That's the only sale you get. That basically they make their own water and their own ice, and you never hear from them again.
No, because of the
surely that's not a good business model.
No, in terms of the stamps, no. But in terms of the ice, like there's only I think one bar in the whole restaurant with their own ice machine similar to ours, and that can produce these ice, because these are 150 to 200 kg big blocks of ice. So there's a whole process. It takes 72 hours, 3 days to actually make one of these blocks.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's a whole process into it, that is why an own bar can't really keep up.
Okay, well look, it's just one last tip for you. The name is a bit confusing, LXRY or luxury. You know, you need to be able to tell your punters this is what we do, this is what it is.
Yeah.
So sometimes some of these names can be a little bit just a little bit confusing.
Okay, yeah, no, it was obviously a play on luxury. The LXRY is the Luxury Ice Collection. So it's just a little play, modern way of playing on the word luxury.
Well, maybe I'm just an old man. So that's part of the problem. All right, then, it's Richie French there. He's the founder of the LXRY or Luxury Ice Collection.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.